This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump doubling down, repeating much of what he tweeted about President Zelensky during his event in Miami Wednesday evening, again calling Zelensky a dictator. And on the way back to Washington on Air Force One, questioning aid funding that had been sent to Ukraine.
It's also time to find out what happened with all the money, because he made the statement that half of it he doesn't know where it is or something like that. And I'd like to find out all the money that we've been sending to Ukraine. Where is it?
Aid was sent for Ukraine's defense against Russia's invasion. President Trump's administration Wednesday lost its appeal to lift a nationwide injunction against his executive order that would end birthright citizenship. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth preparing for massive budget cuts at the Pentagon, trimming the payroll by a targeted 8%. The Senate set to vote Thursday on whether to confirm Kash Patel as FBI director. He cleared the Senate Judiciary Committee last week, vote 12 to 10, party lines. Dave Packer, ABC News. Some good news about how the Vatican on the condition of hospitalized Pope Francis. ABC's Ines de la Cotera has more.
The Vatican releasing a statement saying the Pope's condition is stable and has shown a slight improvement in results from recent blood tests. The Pope today also met with the Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Meloni saying the 88-year-old was alert and joking during that meeting. This comes a day after we learned the Pope has pneumonia in both lungs, complicating his treatment, especially as he had part of his right lung removed at 21. Ines de la Cotera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
NTSB and FAA officials are investigating another mid-air mishap, this time a small plane collision in Arizona that killed two people Wednesday morning. The cause of the collision not yet determined. United Healthcare confirming Wednesday that it's offering some employees voluntary buyouts in its benefits operations unit. The company warning if they don't meet a specific quota by March 3rd, layoffs could be the next step. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes, there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? That's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff. Recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's just it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it, while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts before you day drink. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight. May even have a couple of scattered flurries out there. Otherwise, temperatures near 5 below. Wind chills down around 15 below. A light northwest breeze. On Thursday, sunny skies will develop. Northwest winds gusty. Highs in the lower 20s. It's 3 at our studios.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Did you know that the United States is joining an international fascist network? Michael Tomasky's on the line with us. He's the editor of the New Republic, newrepublic.com. His Twitter handle, mTomasky, or at New Republic. And on Blue Sky, mjtoma.bsky.social, at or also at newrepublic.com. And Michael, welcome back. Your op-ed here, it's titled J.D. Vance's Debacle in Germany Exposes MAGA's Sinister Global Endgame, which was also published over on the New Republic's Substack page, newrepublic.substack.com. Absolutely brilliant. I don't think most Americans are thinking in these terms or understanding what's really going on here. You want to lay this out for us?
Sure, and thanks for having me. It's good to see you, Tom. When I saw that the sitting vice president of the United States went over to Germany, and during election season, they're having their legislative elections next Sunday, made two conspicuous moves. Number one, he decided not to meet with the sitting chancellor. All right, I guess we've seen that sort of thing happen. But number two, he did meet with one party leader. He met with the leader of AfD, Alternative for Deutschland, the neo-Nazi party, the fascist party. In other words, the vice president of the United States, in our name, your name and mine, and everybody tuning into this show, lent the imprimatur of the government of the United States of America to a fascist party competing in an election. Everybody just has to grasp what that means. I mean, that would be, you know, some emissary of Roosevelt, you know, or I guess of J. Edgar Hoover, going over to Germany in the middle of 1932 and meeting with Hitler or something like that. plug in your example. There have been plenty of fascist regimes through history. You know, it doesn't have to be about Hitler. It's astonishing, it's breathtaking, and it's appalling. And if you combine that with what apparently is happening in Saudi Arabia right now, which is that Trump and Putin are talking about how to split up Ukraine, just the mere fact that they're there without Zelensky, and that Trump is saying these things that he said yesterday, that Zelensky started this war, and he doubled down today by saying, "This just happened. This just broke." He called Zelensky a dictator. that just happened this morning. It's the United States. I can't put it more plainly than I put it in the piece. The United States is joining a global fascist cabal.
And it seems to me, Michael, that this is not your old Nazi party. I mean, there's an awful lot that is shared, you know, the hate, the anti-Semitism, the racism, the authoritarianism. But we've got a whole new collection of philosopher kings here in the United States, the Curtis Yarvins of the world, who are laying out this notion that democracy has failed, that it's time to replace it, that we need to get over our dictator phobia. We need to have a CEO for America rather than a president. And it looks to me like that's exactly what Trump and Vance have in mind.
Trump and Vance and, of course, Elon Musk, who fancies himself, I think, the CEO of America. Trump and Musk gave that interview with Sean Hannity last night, of course, when they reiterated a lot of these points. Yeah, this is what they have in mind. And this school of thought has existed on the right for a long time. It existed on the fringe right that nobody paid attention to 40, 50 years ago. But it has slowly gained currency. And through places like the Claremont Institute, most notably. And we ran a great piece about the Claremont Institute by a journalist named Catherine Stewart. If anybody is interested in this history, Google Catherine Stewart, New Republic, Claremont Institute. And there have been other terrific pieces about Claremont as well. And it's not just Claremont. There are other places that argue that we are in or need to be in a post-democracy phase, that democracy ran its course. But is no longer suitable or desirable. And that's where we are. It's pretty clear.
Yeah, that's... I'll finish your thought. I'm sorry.
No, it's pretty clear that that's what Trump and company believe.
Yeah, absolutely. You were one of the first to be so explicit about the United States moving in this direction. You ran a cover before the election of Trump as Hitler, essentially. And I know that you got some crap for that, but it seems to me like you were prescient. We just had a congressman on who essentially said that the Democrats, the elected Democrats, believe that the way to message this right now, at least for the next week, because next week the Republicans are going to vote on this reconciliation package to give Donald Trump and Elon Musk a $4.5 trillion tax break. That the way to message this is that this is, billionaires trying to steal the people's money, and that we all need to activate around that. I'm arguing that it's much larger than that. These guys actually are taking our government apart, and I believe they're doing it on behalf of Vladimir Putin. I realize I may be an outlier here, but I'm curious your thoughts on where we're at and how much destruction has already happened to our government as a result of these philosophies or just this naked theft, this greed, whichever, whether Congressman Pocan's right or whether I am. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, I agree with you on the substance. I'm not certain about the Putin part, but they are certainly trying to take the government apart. I don't think there's any question about that. I probably Mark Pocan and most Democrats agree with that, too. The question that confronts the Democrats, of course, is what they should emphasize, what they should say, what they should upplay, and what they should downplay in how they go about fighting this. It's not clear, alas, that talk about democracy and fascism and authoritarianism make that much difference to that many people. I just checked shortly before we started talking Trump's approval rating on 538. It's held steady. It was 50% the week he was sworn in, and today it's 49. Now, the disapproval has gone up, which is encouraging. The disapproval the first week he was in office was 41, and today it's 46. So he's gone from an 8-point advantage to a 3-point advantage, but he stayed at 49 through all of this. So what on earth is going to make it that number drop? I don't know. I don't think the Democrats, I share in the general criticism of the Democrats. I think some of it is over the top, but I think in general, they certainly haven't found their footing and they haven't found ways to be effective, most of them, and really break through this difficult media environment, and they have to do that. But at the same time, Trump he's holding steady in the approval, and it's It'll break. But you know.
Well, I think isn't part of the problem that democracy is essentially an abstraction for most people. In fact, for most Americans, it probably just means, hey, I get to vote in an election every 2 years. And I'm wondering how large. Large is this international fascist network that you're arguing America is becoming part of right now?
Well, let's see. It's Russia. It's Hungary. It's, Turkey. Egypt. I don't know if all these things are explicitly fascist, but, you know, authoritarian or right populist, right?
Right.
Let's just call it that.
Right.
The countries I named, Egypt, Argentina, El Salvador. I'm sure there's some others I'm forgetting. It's not a huge number of countries, but it's some big countries and some important countries. And it's just the kind of coalition, if you will, or axis that the United States just used to be automatically the leader against.
Right. It seems that in many of these countries, I mean, you know, back in, I forget the year, when Putin was bombing the crap out of Aleppo and, you know, when the right after the Arab Spring and there was the uprising against Bashar al-Assad, you had some 5 million Syrians, and not just Syrians, of course, there were also Libyans and Tunisians and others fleeing into southern Europe and then, you know, traveling through Europe. Germany took in 1 million, famously, refugees, mostly brown-skinned Muslims. And now it seems that, just like here in the United States, empowering women and black people, by and large, through, quote, DEI, and here in the United States, and all of these brown-skinned refugees in Europe are just, you know, there's just like a major right-wing fascist, white supremacist freakout that appears to me to be driving most of this embrace of neo-fascism in the West. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. It's anti-immigrant and anti-multicultural sentiment that is driving all of this. At bottom, it manifests itself in a lot of other ways and results in opposition to a lot of other things. But that really, I think, at bottom is what it's about. That's what, you know, that's what's animating AFD, of whom we spoke earlier. That's what's animating the National Front in France and Le Pen. I think they changed their name to something. I can't remember what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what's driving UKIP, Nigel Farage in the United Kingdom and UKIP. I've seen some polls where they're ahead of the Tories.
And this is this is all the white fright freakout. Yeah. It's just incredible. Michael Tomasky is the editor of the New Republic, newrepublic.com, also newrepublic.substack.com. Be sure to check that out, and you can subscribe. It's absolutely free. Michael, always great talking with you. Thanks so much, and keep writing the great stuff.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Good talking to you. It's 17, almost 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So, does Putin own Trump? We'll talk about that right after this.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshauer joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. Over 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that actually delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. The camera's rolling.
He points and lays the blame. Says the press is out to get
him. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. My op-ed today over at Hartman Report and also published over on Raw Story is titled, Does Putin Own Trump? It's fairly long because I have all these examples, you know, from the Mueller report, you know, all the hundreds of contacts between the Trump campaign and Russia back in 2016, the fact that Paul Manafort ran Trump's campaign and he was a guy who worked for Putin or Putin's oligarchs, you know, the lies about Russian contacts that Mike Flynn told the FBI. It just goes on and on and on. You know, all of the money laundering stuff, the money that Trump was taking from Russian oligarchs. I can't come up with an explanation for what Trump is doing to Ukraine right now, and frankly, what he is doing to the United States of America with Elon Musk, that makes any more sense than that Trump and Putin and Musk hate America and want to destroy this country and our democracy. I get it that the, you know, these guys are greedy billionaires and they're motivated by money and they're trying to rip us all off and all that kind of thing. I get that, and Democrats should certainly, you know, raise hell with that message. And Mark Pocan is absolutely right. Everybody needs to be calling their Republican representatives and saying, "How dare you plan a week from now on voting next week on voting to give another $4 trillion tax break to billionaires while you're cutting all these services to average working people across America." Completely agree with that. We need to do that. But I think this is much larger. I think Vladimir Putin owns Donald Trump. I think Russia has owned Trump since the 80s, or at least he's been Russia adjacent since the 80s. I think he's been in Putin's orbit probably since his first, one of his beauty pageants over there, where he was, according to the Steele dossier, and who knows, hiring a couple of hookers to pee on the bed where Barack and Michelle Obama slept, you know, that kind of thing. I doubt it's a pee-pee tape, frankly. My guess is it has more to do with tens or maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars that Russian oligarchs laundered through Trump properties. Real estate is the number one way that dirty money gets laundered these days, particularly oligarch money. And I think also that Putin owns Trump because he helped him get elected in 2016, and he reminds him of that at every opportunity. You know, you're my man. I made you. And you wouldn't want me to release the files on how we helped you out, how we helped you become president. You know, what a traitor you are, would you? Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, no. Yes, I'll screw Ukraine on your behalf. I mean, you know, Trump came out just a few hours ago and called Zelensky a dictator and said that he was ruling without elections and, was never elected, implying he was never elected. The guy was elected in a free and fair election, and then his country got invaded. Does Putin own Trump? I think so. And I think we need to be, you know, looking into this. I would like to see our media start asking that question. I don't know if you caught Rachel Maddow last night. Every time Putin comes up as a topic, Trump starts getting, you know, like stuttering and looking away and getting freaked out.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I think Putin put his hand around his neck in Helsinki, and it's been, you know, Katie barred the door ever since. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. What say you?
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey, man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump doubling down, repeating much of what he tweeted about President Zelensky during his event in Miami Wednesday evening, again calling Zelensky a dictator. And on the way back to Washington on Air Force One, questioning aid funding that had been sent to Ukraine.
It's also time to find out what happened with all the money, because he made the statement that half of it he doesn't know where it is or something like that. And I'd like to find out all the money that we've been sending to Ukraine. Where is it?
Aid was sent for Ukraine's defense against Russia's invasion. President Trump's administration Wednesday lost its appeal to lift a nationwide injunction against his executive order that would end birthright citizenship. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth preparing for massive budget cuts at the Pentagon, trimming the payroll by a targeted 8%. The Senate set to vote Thursday on whether to confirm Kash Patel as FBI director. He cleared the Senate Judiciary Committee last week. Vote 12 to 10. Party lines. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular, it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest 4 times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff, recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight. May even have a couple of scattered flurries out there. Otherwise, temperatures near 5 below. Wind chills down around 15 below. A light northwest breeze. On Thursday, sunny skies will develop. Northwest winds gusty. Highs in the lower 20s. Currently 2 degrees.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great.
including the American Bird Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Alba. I'm taking you to the Bird Combiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Alba show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel will explain to me the difference between an absolute monarchy and a constitutional republic. Which one is by and for the people? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Your routine, or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. So discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, and the code is VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. CBDistillery.com, and that code for up to 40% off is VIP.
A deal was struck beneath the night. Whispers echo of a secret tie between the power and the spy. Just put it on Trump, the question stands. A puppet dancing on Russian strands. In the corridors where secrets seep, the truth lies buried dark and deep. From Helsinki stage to whispered calls, a leader bends. Another enthralled, sanctions lifted, alliances frayed, a nation's trust begins to fade. Just putting on Trump, the question stands, a puppet dancing on Russian strands. In the corridors where secrets seep, the truth lies buried dark.
Back 36 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Gar in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, Tom?
Fine, thank you. What's up, Gar?
What got me interested in your program is your books, how you read books. I'm an avid reader.
Mm-hmm.
I was browsing through the library a couple of days ago and ran into a book called Facing Suicide by James Berry. You should get him on your show. And he's talking about 45,000 Americans kill themselves a year. In 2022, 52,000 Americans kill themselves. And say for every one attempt, there's 10 that was unsuccessful. And women try to commit suicide four times more than men, but more men die from suicide because women are not as successful.
Right.
And men usually shoot themselves.
Yep. I'm familiar
and
with all that.
And what blew me away, the point that I'm trying to make is how come we're not addressing it? And he talked about it. We should be addressing it like COVID.
Mm-hmm.
This should be like COVID.
Yeah.
But he said we're not talking about it.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, COVID killed, 20 or 30 times more people than suicide. But I agree with you, Gar. Suicide, my best friend when I was a teenager in high school committed suicide. It was horrible. I mean, and he shot himself, and it just made a mess of his bedroom.
It affects 135. One suicide affects 135 people,
yeah.
Member of their family or a friend.
No, I can.
Or one of their children.
I can testify.
And you need to get him on your program. This book is. And you know who has the solutions? Who's coming up with the solutions? The Air Force. That's what blew me away too.
What's their solution?
The Air Force is coming up.
What's their
solution? I didn't really get into the solution, but they're coming up with the solutions, how to prevent, how to recognize suicide.
Yeah. Well, recognizing suicidal ideation. I get it. Gar, thanks for the call. It's a little off topic here, but thanks for the call. Ardeen in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hey, Ardeen, what's up?
Hi, I was just calling. I heard the speaker this morning, and I was wondering about this. I'm a senior. I'm on Social Security, main income. I did a little things on the side, but I was wondering, I'm on survival benefits.
SSI.
I work. Huh? Yeah. Well, all the acronyms I get totally. Yeah. It's like, let's see, yeah. But I was on my husband's, I had to get off early because I was his paid caregiver. So I had to take early Social Security at 62. And then I had, when he passed away, I called Social Security and they froze my account. They did it. It scared me half to death. It's like I had no money at all. But I survived and all that. But it took a couple weeks for them to get it straightened out. And they said, I have survivor benefits now. Now, is that what they're talking about when they're saying dead people are collecting? Are these the people that do not call and say, hey?
The problem is that the COBOL programming language, which is what Social Security software is written in, it's a language from the 60s.
Yeah.
If you don't put a number into it, it kicks out, if you don't put a year for somebody's birth into it, if there's an error of some kind, it kicks out an 1857 number or something like that. There's a number that's supposed to be an error code. It's a COBOL error code.
Okay.
But these guys thought that these were birthdays, and because they don't know COBOL and they don't know what they're doing. But, you may still be impacted by this because they are laying off people in the Social Security Administration, and those are the people who process claims, who enroll people, and who make sure that the checks get out. So, you know, hang on, Ardeen. It's going to be a wild ride.
I know.
Thanks for the call. Brenda in Houston, Texas. Hey, Brenda, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks so much for taking my call. This is my first time calling. I'm so excited. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Well, thank you.
But let me dispel your thought of Trump being the Antichrist. No. Antichrist is going to be young, wealthy, articulate, great order, and very handsome. So all of that knocks Trump out.
Okay.
And let's see. Musk is, I believe, I have not liked him when I found out where he was from. And I think he's holding America responsible for the demise of apartheid in his country.
I agree. It was the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, that largely funded the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa. And I think that's one of the reasons why he took a meat axe to that agency right off the bat.
Right. He's very clear about that. And that's his thing. And Putin is running this in. He's orchestrating this whole thing with his minions.
I agree.
This whole thing is. And as far as Trump not being an antichrist, I think he's paving the way. I think this is a rehearsal.
Yeah.
God is giving us a rehearsal.
May well be, Brenda. May well be. Thanks for the call. Mark in Chicago. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You know, I guess it's safe to say that all protocol has been broken and all tradition has been broken with what's going on between Trump, Elon Musk, and Republicans. But I'm wondering, since that, why can't all of the former presidents and vice presidents do a joint address to the country calling this out and calling for a mass, anti-what they're doing.
Yeah, because revolt, as it were.
I know the traditions.
Mark, I suspect that as long as Trump is polling in the 50% range, that ain't going to happen. When his poll numbers get around 20 or 30%, then probably you're going to see some people growing his spine, including some Republicans. But right now, he's enormously popular, and his base loves what he is doing, and because it hasn't affected them yet. They're going to, F around and find out, I suspect, but, it's going to be a while. Mark, thanks for the call. Billy in New York City. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hi,
Tom. Thank you for the work that you do. You are a national treasure.
Thank you, sir.
I was driven to call after your conversation with the congressman, where I was stunned. They really don't get it. You've got it absolutely right. Me and my partner with political stuff, we've done some work for the party, and we did research on the roots of the right-wing stuff, and it won't surprise you to find out that today's GOP and the Nazis have the same roots, coming back from 1937. In any event, it's clear that the congressman does not realize the big picture. What these people are about is about undoing the regulatory state.
Correct.
And democracy. Yeah, they'd love to make some money, but that's not what it's about. And I was stunned that he really doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Just two more very quick things. I would prefer to hear say whites only instead of DEI. A lot of people don't even know what DEI means, and I think that Trump will be gone after 6 months,
yeah,
because they've got Vance in there ready to take over, and he can take orders, and Trump is too unpredictable. One last thing, if you could connect me with your person directly, you know, after this. There's something that I would love you to take a look at, and keep up the great work, and I'll get off the phone.
Okay, Billy, I'll put you on hold here. Billy's on line four, Jeremy, although Jeremy's talking to somebody right now. He might not be able to hear me. But, I think that they're trying to disassemble the regulatory state, too. And that's what created the middle class. The American middle class is a result of the regulatory state. And, enough said, I suppose. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm right with the previous caller. I was trying to wait and talk to Congressman Cocaine, because it's almost a repeat from last week. I mean, I have a ton of respect for him, but and I think a lot of us out here, it's why we are so frustrated with the Democratic leadership. We are seeing our democracy destroyed, and he's talking about tax cuts. And I get it. In normal times, he'd be absolutely right. And of course, even now, it's a huge priority. But priority one is our democracy. And what I wanted to ask him about, and, you know, with the work that Greg Palast has done, I just don't get why the Democratic Party, why they're not screaming about the amount of people removed from voting rolls. And now that Musk has the ability, all our information, they can even go more, do a more of a surgical dive to remove people from voting rolls. So if, and that's a huge if, we have midterms, they can pretty much assure themselves that they're in, that they'll maintain power.
Yeah.
And the Democratic Party, for some reason, they're crickets on this, and I don't understand why. And
I think it's that the people who are doing strategy for the Democrats realize that for most Americans, the vast majority of Americans, saying our democracy is at risk is meaningless. They don't understand it. They don't. You know, it's an abstraction. What does that mean, right? Our democracy is at risk. Well, yeah, I can still vote. You know, I can speak out loud against Trump if I want, and they won't get it until it's way too late. But what Americans can understand is that there's a bunch of rich people who are trying to friggin' rob you, and that's the message that they want to amplify this next week, because next week they're going to have the vote on the reconciliation bill. So, you know, that may well be a very good political strategy, Ed. It might be. But I also think that they should be pointing out that Trump has aligned himself with Putin, and that's treason.
Yeah, and I get it that they're not being in power. The Democratic Party is limited, but they still can use political theater, and they won't do it. You had the caller about the hand on the Bible. If that would have been, I've told you this before, if that would have been Kamala Harris, they'd be playing that all the way through the midterms.
It'd
make its way to public television.
You're absolutely right, and you know, Congressman Pocan just came from giving a speech in Madison, you know, in front of the state capitol. So God bless him. I mean, he's out there doing it, but so many of them are not. Ed, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Back with your calls in just a moment. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So Juliana Moore, who's I've had lunch with, came out with a new book about freckles.
A freckled-faced menace is raising the stakes. She's got a book. Oh, Lord, what a sin. Teaching kids that their skin is okay to be in. Freckle-faced strawberry is coming for you. Oh. She'll make you feel normal.
And it was banned
what
by the
will
Pentagon.
We do?
It's amazing. This book was banned by the Pentagon.
She's packing a message more deadly than lead. Self-acceptance. My God, we're better off dead. Freckle-faced strawberry is coming for you.
Oh, oh. 53 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Yeah, Juliana Moore. Louise and I had lunch with her, many years ago. She had a friend who was running an ADHD program in New York City. Anyhow, Annette in Waldorf, Maryland. Hey, Annette, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. It's so nice to talk with you. And I just want you to know I really appreciate the work you do in your show.
Thank you.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about the Democrats and what they're not doing. People are making suggestions on what they should do in order to kind of combat some of the things that are being thrown at us, you know, with workers being laid off, Russian interference, and the checks and balances of the government being just basically tossed out of the window. So in light of all of that happening at this particular moment, I'm wondering, the State of the Union is coming up soon. So I think it would be a good idea if all the Democrats just got together and just decided not to show up. Mm. So I just want your opinion on that idea.
I'm ambivalent about it, Annette. I think if they don't show up, then they sacrifice their ability to, you know, sit stone-faced, you know, in the face of lies or even yell back. I'm guessing that they will show up, and I think probably they should. But I get what you're saying. I mean, you know, we need some performance art here. We need some serious resistance. So I'm with you on that. Annette, I have to move along. Thanks for the call. Fred in Spring, Texas. Hey, Fred, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. First of all, I love your rational mind. So this morning I read your article about the Trump-Putin relationship, and I just wanted to give an alternate theory.
Okay.
That makes sense to me. It's simply that Trump is a useful idiot. Trump doesn't trust democratically elected leaders, largely because he's putting some facts to his mistrust, the facts of the trade deficits.
Do you think Putin's whispering in his ear and getting him to believe these things?
Well, no, I think he believes it at the get-go, before mm-hmm. Trump, before Putin talks to him. Yeah. Putin then agrees with him. He's telling him what he wants to hear. That more or less gets him on his side.
Yeah.
And Putin, we're not in any military alliances with Putin, so we can't take advantage of him that way. Our trade with him is relatively small, so that element of it isn't there. And of course, I think there's a psychological factor that Putin has helped him. He helped him get elected. I think all the factors are there to make Trump lend a sympathetic ear to Putin. Putin tells him what he wants to hear, and he believes him. So he has his credibility. So he believes the Putin perspective with respect to Ukraine, right?
Yeah. I'll bet that Putin is also flooding Truth Social with the memes that he wants Trump to believe. You know.
Oh sure. Oh yeah.
Fraud and waste in the American government. Dismantle it. Zelensky took $500 billion in U.S. aid when it was actually $53 billion or $54 billion.
I'm sure he got the number from Putin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And whether it was directly from a phone call or whether it was Putin's bots, you know, repeating it over and over and over and over again on Truth Social and X. And then Musk, of course, you know, platforming these people and amplifying their messages and all that.
Anyway, I just want to say, so what I like about this theory, it really focuses on the fact that Trump is stupid.
Yeah.
First and foremost, he's an easily taken advantage of.
I get that. And clearly the Russians concluded that back in the 80s. Fred, thank you for the call. I mean, you know, how stupid do you have to be to lose basically $1 billion that you inherit from your father and that you stole from your siblings and nephews and nieces? We'll be back on the other side of the break with Dino Vidala. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Trump declares himself king, and Missouri says that it will monitor women's pregnancy. Me and my guest co-host Tom Paulswitz dive right in at 2 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump, with the help of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, tearing through the federal payroll, slashing thousands of jobs. And on Air Force One Wednesday night, talking about Musk's proposal to give some of the money that was saved back to Americans.
I love it. A 20% dividend, so to speak, for the money that we're saving by going after the waste and fraud and abuse and all of the other things that are happening.
And the job cuts reaching the part of the government with the biggest budget. Sources telling ABC News that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked top officials to draw plans for an 8% cut that would be the largest cuts in over a decade. New York Governor Kathy Hochul Wednesday vowing to fight the Trump administration's attempt to block New York's congestion pricing program that tolls cars entering busy parts of Manhattan, calling it an attack on the state's sovereignty. Hamas set to return the bodies of four Israeli hostages Thursday, including a mother and her two young children. This is ABC News. A new decision from the judge overseeing the case of the accused Idaho.